Something that is obviously causing huge concern to residents, and we're getting more and more complaints about this. So we felt that it was really essential to go to the police and ask them what they could do about it to improve the situation for local residents. And this is what they've come up with. So we're really, really very pleased that we've had this opportunity.
And take us through as well what, people in Brading and further afield living there, what do they say to you when they get the chance to talk to you about the issue of alcohol and people causing antisocial behaviour?
Well, what we tend to get is people complaining about gatherings of people drinking in public areas, so parks, playgrounds, near schools. And we've had a lot of parents coming to us and saying that it's very intimidating for them and for their children to be going to school in the morning or coming back from school in the afternoon and seeing people drinking openly in the street. So they've asked us to do something about that, and this is what we're trying to do to achieve a result for them.
And I suppose as well, it can be a bit of a nuisance, an annoyance, can't it? If you're, living, in your house and outside the front of your house, almost perhaps on a daily basis, you get this problem. It must be horrendous for some people.
I think it is. It goes on late into the night, and people do feel worried about going out, going to the shop in the evening. There's all kinds of problems that are presented that way. People do feel intimidated, worried about going out, and very much having their nights and pleasant evenings in at home disturbed by this. So that's the complaints we've been getting, and hopefully we can seek some resolution to this. It's not a ban on drinking in public places. It's very much the police will have the power to control drinking, confiscate alcohol, and move people on, which they haven't got at the moment which they desperately want in order to improve the lives of residents.
And do you think this becomes a bit more of an issue perhaps in the summer months? We know the island, of course, obviously people are going to come out when it's warmer, but also as well that sort of tourism aspect, people, enjoying themselves on holiday. It'll be great for that as well.
I think it does get worse in the summer, but it is an all round an all sorry, it does get worse in the summer, but it is a year round problem which residents complain about year round. So we do feel that we do need kind of permanent powers to tackle the problem.
And as well, it's not, I know you're Mayor of Brading, but this is Sandown, Shanklin as well that it's looking into. So it's sort of almost an island-wide, initiative.
Well, I think we took the view that to have an effective order, an effective control of street drinking, that you needed to be in a position where you weren't just shifting drinkers out from one town to another, where it was a kind of bay-wide project. We didn't want people to be moved out of Brading and so they'd go drinking in Sandown, leaving that problem with Sandown. So we decided that it would be far better to have a bay-wide control order in order to make sure that we weren't just shifting problems onto other residents and other councils.